This is Ozarks at Large. A busy past few days have the attention of John Brummett, a political columnist for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. This past weekend's observations of the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks included a speech from former President George W. Bush that addressed terrorism, foreign and domestic. Roby asked John Brummett what he thought about that speech that covered both the terrorism of 20 years ago and the politics of 2021.
I will say this, and I think I'm assuming this. I'm assuming he did not write those remarks, but I'm going to say that he had the good sense to retain and deliver, retain a lyrical, beautiful, thoughtful speechwriter and deliver the remarks as well as he could. He's not a compelling speaker. But you're referring to his general appropriate remarks about that day, but also I assume that he said those terrorists and the ones we see now domestically, they're like cousins. They're like of the same culture, and we must resist and fight both with equal vigor. And people have taken that to mean, as I think it's fair to say, that George W. was saying, you clowns who listened to Trump and invaded the U.S. Capitol trying to stop our democracy, talking about you. Without saying so, it's pretty clear he was talking about them. And some point later, he made some reference to modern politics. Oh, yeah, really profound point. And you remember this. Many of us who really didn't think much of George W., after 9/11, we rallied around him. He was our only president. He was our president. And we really, the nation came together. And he came out at that baseball game, the Yankees game, with a bulletproof vest and fired a near strike, sort of in defiance. This is America. You can't beat us. And there was great support. The nation came together to the point that the Republicans carried the midterms because which is very rare for the incumbent controlling party of the White House to carry the midterms because there's some sort of midterm reaction. And he said, that's the America I know. The America I'm seeing now, where every disagreement is a culture war, is not the America I know. And it was an excellent, he didn't deliver it beautifully, but it was a beautifully written speech. George W. is kind of reformed, kind of rehabilitated. By the passage of time, by the fact that he has kept a low profile, and by the fact that he was succeeded by a Republican president, not immediately, but eventually, who furthered this nutty resentment politics, which has made George W. seem all the more moderate, made us almost, some of us almost long for him, even though Afghanistan and Iraq and torture, those were his and Cheney's deals. Nonetheless, kudos to him. It was a thoughtful, appropriate, and significant address that he gave.
Yeah. Let's turn our attention to the current president. And late last week, he is imposing a vaccine mandate, although there is an outlet clause for those that don't want it. It does specify that, I believe, employers with more than 100 employees, federal employees, contractors with the federal government, and healthcare professionals all must receive a vaccine to basically keep their job and keep their contracts. What's your response to that vaccine mandate? And then we'll get into the politics of it. What's your immediate response? Is that the right thing to do? Did Biden make the right move?
I believe that he did. I think this is a time for strong leadership. And I think Biden actually, notwithstanding the incredible mess made and tragedies occurring in Afghanistan, that was a strong presidential move. We're getting out. We're pulling the plug. We're coming back. Didn't go well, but decisiveness. And now this, he's saying this is important, folks. This, you Republican governors are letting us down with by resisting mess. And I'm going to, he's testing the powers of the presidency. The Supreme Court ruled in the smallpox era, that state governments and local governments can impose mandates for vaccines. They did, in the interest of the public health. he is going. So I think a lot of what he's doing has some grounding in precedent. And I think, of course, he can take charge of federal employees and he can use the power of the purse to say those who receive Medicare and Medicaid must require vaccines. He's going one step further by saying employers with more than 100 employees, we're going to make you require vaccines by using the Workplace Safety Agency, OSHA. And we're going to say that's a workplace safety issue. That's going to be litigated. It may be over the line. Who knows with the kinds of courts that we have, and that'll be argued legally, I'm sure. But he is saying somebody's got to do something because this thing's out of control, and we could reduce this. We could beat this if only we had the gumption, and it's up to the president to show the gumption. I think it's the right thing to do.
John Brummett is a political columnist, and his work can be found in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and online at ArkansasOnline.com. He spoke with Roby Brock from our partner Talk Business and Politics. More can be seen and heard from their conversation each week at talkbusiness.net.